Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go right out to the hotline. We're joined right now by former Penguins coach, player, broadcaster from the NHL on NBC, Eddie Olczyk. Eddie, what was it like watching Marc-Andre Fleury get back to the Stanley Cup final yesterday?
Andrew, Ron, good to be with you. Pretty incredible stuff. The way that Marc-Andre has played, you know, this year and in these NHL playoffs, he looks like he's a young 24 or 25-year-old, and he's given his team an opportunity to win a lot of hockey games. And look, they swept in round one. Rounds two and three, they win in five games, and they're going to get lots of rest getting ready for game one of the Stanley Cup final. So pretty impressive stuff by the kid.
Eddie, does he look like a driven player to you a little bit? I mean, was moving, getting out of Pittsburgh, proving people wrong? I mean, he was great here, but he wasn't this great.
Well, I mean, I would disagree with you, Ron. I think at times Marc-Andre certainly was great and helped the Penguins become who they are and, you know, one of the model franchises, not only in the National Hockey League, but in professional sports. And, you know, look, I think anytime you are, you know, shipped out the door, fired, whatever it is, and you get that opportunity to get back in the saddle, there's that feeling of, hey, you know what, I'm going to show you, I'm going to show everybody. There's no question about it. I mean, there's no doubt that he is inspired by the opportunity and just say, hey, look, you know, yeah, it didn't end well, so to speak, in Pittsburgh, but for him playing wise and personally, but he still had game and he has proven that. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think anybody that has a heartbeat and wants to be the best, you know, a little bit of, you know, a little bit of salt in the wound, so to speak. And, he's taken his game back to where I've seen it for, you know, a handful of years, and he's just playing incredible hockey.
Eddie, do you think he should win the Conn Smythe, win or lose, in the Stanley Cup final?
Wow, great question. I mean, I think if Tampa can win tonight and then it becomes a goaltender's duel in the final, I mean, Vasilevsky has been incredible in these playoffs. Yeah, he had a couple of tough games, but it might end up coming down to, you know, to those two guys, so... you know what? I would say he has to win, unless it goes seven games and there's five overtime games and he only gives up, you know, 10 goals in seven games or whatever it is. But you know, he's certainly one or 1A right now when it comes to the favorites for the MVP.
Eddie, what do you make of Ryan Reeves right now? You know, he doesn't play the first, what, two series for Vegas. All of a sudden he's in the lineup, and he scores the winning goal yesterday. Jim Rutherford brings him in. He hardly plays here. They get rid of him in the Broussard trade. What do you make of what his game is, his value in the league the way it is right now, and what he's doing for Vegas?
Yeah. Well, look, Ron, role players have to do two things. Accept and execute. And yeah, it's hard when you're not playing. And he wasn't playing, like you said. He was in and out of the lineup and all season long. And then he gets this opportunity in Vegas. And when Gerard Gallant, the head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights, thought that his team needed, you know, a little bit of a jolt and you get injuries, there he was. And he's come in and he's given them energy. You know, when he's on the ice, you know, the Western Conference plays a little bit different style. It's a little bigger than the Eastern Conference is from top to bottom, I'm saying. And, you know, he's fit in extremely well. And, look, give the coach credit. And he plays the fourth line. He doesn't sit there and bypass them, you know, five and six shifts. Now, you can't control power plays and penalty kills and those type of things. But I think Ron is that he's accepted, he's executed his role, and he goes into his hometown there and scores a, you know, scores a beautiful, you know, redirect goal in that, you know, game-clinching Western Conference final. And at the end of the day is that he goes out there and he gives them some size. He's getting up and down the rink. He's playing with a couple of, you know, guys that, you know how to get up and down the ice themselves that are a little quicker in Belmar and Nosek. And he's found an opportunity. And again, I mean, if you're not allowed to play or you don't get the opportunity to play, a lot of people will think that you're done and you don't have a role anywhere, but they decided to take a shot and bring a guy in, and he has given them everything both on and off the ice, and that's what you need. And he has done a really, really good job for Vegas, considering, he's a fourth-line guy. But, again, I go back to what I said about role players. You got to accept and execute, and he's done that without blemish here since he's been in Vegas.
From the NHL on NBC, Eddie Olczyk, our guest here on the Cook and Pony Show. Eddie, Jim Rutherford, we know, isn't a guy to rest on his laurels. He usually makes a bold move in the offseason, especially when a team is coming off a season where they came up short in pursuit of a Stanley Cup. So in that vein, what do you think? Phil Kessel, Chris Letang, if they're going to make a big trade, would you consider moving one of those guys?
Well, I think if you're doing that, I think you're probably looking to get some depth or to add on the back end. That would be for me. Like, I don't think generating offense is ever going to be the issue as long as Sid is there. And obviously we know what that, you know, Malkin can do. I would imagine it would be the back end, but, I think the run that came up short this year had a little bit more to do with all the hockey that has been played by this team. And I'm sure you guys have talked about it and it is well documented, but again, from an outsider's opinion and knowing that city extremely well and knowing that franchise extremely well and watching a lot of the games over the course of the last, 10 months or whatever, I just think that sometimes it catches up with you. And if you don't have that extra luck on your side, you're going to come up a little bit short because of how much hockey they played. So, I think if Wayne, and I've said this before, and I'm sure other people have too, but if Wayne Gretzky can be traded, I think anybody can be traded. And if it's going to improve the hockey team, Mr. Rutherford is certainly going to do that. But again, I don't think offense is going to be an issue for this franchise, moving forward. So if you want to move a forward or you want to package a defenseman and try to bring in some young legs on the back end, then he certainly has the guys to be able to do it. Now, again, I don't know what these guys' contracts are as far as movement, no trade, all that kind of stuff. But for me, I would look to, I'd be looking, at the back end, upgrading that position, and the Penguins will be right back to where they were last year and with a little bit more rest, obviously.
Eddie, what the big controversy here at the end of the year was involving Kessel. The GM comes out and said injuries caught up to him. He played with him all year, and Mike Sullivan said, he was no worse than anybody else, nothing significant. Kessel, one goal in all the playoffs, didn't even shoot the puck very much. Did he look hurt to you? What do you make of those comments? Two different views.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not sure. I mean, everybody is banged up. To what extent, Ron, I have no idea. I would like to think with the way that Phil Kessel has performed and being a pure goal scorer that, turning down opportunities to go ahead and really get the puck to the net or just sometimes it just happens. I mean, I look at the last couple of years and go, this guy has been flat out awesome for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And, not everybody's going to have a great run. Not everybody's going to have a playoff, a great playoff. And it is, what have you done for me lately? And, he had a tough playoff. But, I would give him, at least me, Ron, again, not knowing anything, I'd give the guy the benefit of the doubt because it is tough to find guys that can score goals. But again, I learned this when I was in Pittsburgh. You got to figure out who your guys are before everybody else does. I don't care if they're a 20-year-old kid coming out of juniors or coming out of college or, you know, a 32 or 33-year-old guy. That you, as an organization, you have to make that decision of who and what guys are before everybody else does, because if they have value, then you got to go ahead and make a decision if indeed you think that those guys are on the back nine, or it's a young player that you drafted in the second round and you know he's only going to be a fourth line player or a third set of defensemen. Well, you better get something for him, because there's no sense of bringing him in, you know, if you think that that's all he's going to be, or unless you need those type of players. So for me, is make your decision, you know, have some conviction. But I think that Phil Kessel's built up enough equity, as far as I'm concerned, from an outsider's point of view, that I would not have a problem saying, you know what, I give the guy the benefit of the doubt and go from there. But again, there's always that propaganda too out there, right? There's always the from a team or a manager or an organization of you know, making sure that, you know, people out there that may be reading this or hearing this. You want to prop up your players as much as you can, regardless of the situation.
We know you got to run. The only thing you know better than hockey is the horses. You've been all over this Triple Crown. Does Justify run a mile and a half and get it done?
Ron, you want to call me a couple of days before the third jewel of the Triple Crown?
I'd be happy to share
that with you. It's way too early, but look at, yes, I think he has a legitimate chance to go the mile and a hook at Belmont. And look, the way that we're going, it's going to be another monsoon in the East Coast, and we're going to get 5 or 6 inches of rain. Seems like there's a black cloud over us. But, hey, you know what? It's been great theater. He seems to be the real deal. But if you guys want to check in with me right before, I'd be more than happy to share my picks with you right before the Belmont.
And we'd all be richer men because of it.
All right, Eddie, thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it, as always.
Okay, guys, have a great day.
See you, Joe.
Thanks. Thank you.
We'll see you. Eddie Olczyk on a day Marc-Andre Fleury celebrates his return to the Stanley Cup Final.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.